When you're choreographing a new work, how much trial and error is there? Do you know exactly what you want to happen? I feel like it's different than say, writing a poem or a piece of music. You don't have an immediate result. You can't see what works right away, you know?
Well, there is a lot of trial and error. I'll work on things and then sort of edit as I'm going and decide to keep things that are working, throw away things that aren't, maybe use them for something else. Yeah, so there's a lot of sort of self-editing going. And also I'm working with two dancers. I'm bringing two of my dancers with me. And so they're very adept at translating what it is that we're working on.
And when you're dancing with someone, how much is there an element of playing off of each other, that other person's energy and the way they're moving?
It's there, certainly. I mean, the choreography is by me, meaning that I've come up with the phrasing and where we go in space and so on. But certainly a dancer's energy is completely in of their own self. And the way they translate the movement is according to that person's particular technical background, whether they've come from a ballet background or from a more modern dance background. So translation is what really makes a piece, for me, a very wide experience.
The dancing has a very distinct style. There's lots of cutting arm gestures. And I wonder how long it took you to develop that style.
It started out as a sort of interest in kind of Egyptian hieroglyphic look of, you know, kind of a two-dimensional, flat, plane, the body used in two dimensions. And then I started torquing that, so it was much more three-dimensional. I've been really interested in all sorts of different dance throughout my career, so Balinese dance, Indian dance. I grew up in Nigeria, so I saw a lot of Yoruba dance. And I think I've taken not necessarily specific moments from these other dance types or dance traditions, but some kind of synthesis or some kind of understanding just in terms of my own metabolism of what that gesture might mean.
How important to you is it to dance your own work, even this far into your career?
Well, I really love dancing my own work. I think that, you know, I'm 60, and so there are a lot of things that I'm not able to do with the kind of prowess that I did in my younger years. And yet I feel like, now I'm making work where other people dance it, you know, without me. So, I mean, that's okay, too. But I still do perform. And I find it very moving to be inside the dance myself physically. I find it very, it helps me to see what the piece is about. It helps me to understand and import of what the movement is or where it, you know, what happens when the dance moves spatially in a certain way. The actual experience myself makes it very fulfilling. And I also really like now making dances for people that I'm not in. And because I feel like I now have a series of dancers, a group of dancers who are able to really take on what the vocabulary is. There's a deep understanding of it. And so now it works both ways.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, you're really welcome. Thank you.